The Carmen and Yurko podcast is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Go to Tito'sHometownTales.com and hear the stories of Chicago's defining sports moments through the lens of your favorite ESPN 1000 hosts. That's Tito'sHometownTales.com.
There's a ton of excitement and anticipation for our team.
I could have been a contender.
We're in Vernon Hills, where fans are shuttled to training camp. Carmen and Yurko are on location.
Take it easy, champ.
On ESPN 1000.
All right, it's been a lot of fun. We talked about Anthony Rizzo. Hoodie said hi to a blind woman.
What do you mean? I didn't know she was...
Oh, really? The stick, the walking stick, didn't give it away to
you. I thought she was money for gold. I didn't know she was...
He's waving at a woman who's walking with a walking stick. And I said, she's visually impaired. Oh, maybe that's why she didn't answer.
Not only that, she's blind.
All right. Wow. All right. Thank you, Jesse Rogers. I just got a text from Tony Two Chains, Anthony Rizzo, so he's going to try and join us next week, Monday or Tuesday. Crosstalk brought to you by Hawthorne Racecourse. Harness Racing is back at Hawthorne Racecourse with betting action every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night under the lights at 7. You can bet in the first turn terrace. They've got the beer garden, the points bet sportsbook. It's all awesome. So get the details at HawthorneRacecourse.com. And thank you, Jesse, Danny, Tyler. Yep. And you and I back at 7 Monday.
Carmen Miller. Bop, 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 bop. What's up, guys?
What's up? You tell him there's no try. There's only do. Go Yoda on him. You don't try to join us. You join us. That's it.
Period.
That's it.
Either you do or you don't.
You come on from the Bronx, baby.
I can't wait, guys. Rizzo goes 0 for 12, and all of a sudden the city goes on fire. Let me tell you about this Rizzo. He's a bust. He's terrible. The uppercut swing isn't working. I tell you right now, I want him off the ball club. I mean, he ruined
it. Chokes up too much.
I mean, so he chokes up on the bat. He tries to. He thinks he's Babe Ruth. It's unbelievable, this guy. Get him off the ball club.
Wait a second.
And where's the needle in the arm? Back after this.
I just can't wait to hear Rizzo's first hit with Michael Kay when they are doing the weekly Rizzo
show. Oh, yeah, the Anthony Rizzo show.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. Yeah, are you brokering that cap? Is that why you're texting with Riz back and forth?
Yes, I'm trying to get a percentage of that deal.
Tell him nothing less than 1%.
Anthony Rizzo joins us here on the Michael Kay show. Hello, Tony. How are you?
I'm good.
It sounds like he's half asleep.
Take an afternoon nap.
What is John Sterling's call going to be? It is high. It is far.
Well, what is an A-bomb from A-Riz.
It is an A-bomb from A-Riz. Tony Two Chains. It and is. It's 1-0.
Gallo. What's like? Yeah, so there was. There was Brizzo. What's going to be the fun, like, Rizzo-Gallo thing that they can do? I mean, they got a couple of Paisans. Paisan power right now in the Bronx.
How about
Gallo and Rizzo, I love it.
How about that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Would that be Galzo?
Galzo, that'd be pretty good.
Now, let me tell you, by the end of the day, when they move a bunch more guys out of here, they're going to suck.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
Oh, boy, yeah. Who's playing first base for the Cubs? Because Wisdom's got a lot.
Wisdom.
But isn't here. So who's playing third?
Yeah, who's going to play third?
Matt Duffy.
Oh, Matt Duffy, okay. Yeah, that's true. Or Bodie, right? Bodie's back, isn't he?
Yeah.
I thought I saw Bodie playing the other
night. Sure. Sounds like a real.
How about Jason Hayward at first? How about not, like, just go crazy? Yeah. I mean, you know, why not?
Maybe Ian Happ at first.
Hey, honey, did you see? Derek Lee's back at first.
Derek Lee.
No, honey, that's Hayward.
That's Jason Hayward. It's not Derek Lee. It's not D. Lee. That's Jay Hay.
Yeah. It's not Derek Lee. Oh.
So Chafin gone, Jock gone, Tapera gone.
We got Tapera,
Rizzo gone. I know we got Tapera. I'm excited about that.
Here we go, Miller. We got
Rizzo
Tapera.
Gone. Bryant and Kimbrel by the end of the day. It's going to look really different. I like the Tapera ad.
I always wonder, you know, the interesting thing is, like, as Jed, he had to move Rizzo. It was good that he traded him yesterday because, listen, he's got to be fielding phone calls. He's got Bryant and Kimbrel who are going to command, and we know Kimbrel, we've talked about it a lot, is going to get the most back in return, probably. This side of a Scherzer and Turner deal.
Yes.
He's going to bring back the biggest return because he is the most valuable piece on the trade market. So it was good for Jed to move Rizzo yesterday because now he can focus all his attention on extracting the most value from a Bryant and Kimbrel deal.
Aren't they the two like best guys left. Now that Scherzer's gone, amazingly Turner was in that deal. Gallo's been traded.
Yeah.
Like they're
and if it's not those two,
Bryant
and Kimbrel. Yeah, like yeah. Jed Hoyer is going to be the most popular kid in class today.
Wow.
By the way, Carm, is this a good number? You're paying $26 million to Jason Hayward. He's got a 65 weighted runs created plus.
No, that's not a good number.
Awful. Yeah, exactly.
That much below 100 is going to hurt you every day.
Yeah, how about the 0.1 war?
No, it's not good either.
Yeah, it's not good.
No.
Listen, you guys are focusing on the wrong thing. They did not pay Jason Hayward to be a baseball player.
For
they
a meeting.
They paid Jason Hayward to be a motivational speaker.
They knew
and
it.
And they got every penny's worth.
Yep. There was some foresight there. He's going to deliver He's going to deliver an amazing speech during a rain delay.
Or it was just a horrendously bad deal that the Cubs made, and they were fortunate that he gave them something.
One of the two.
He gave you a speech and a gold glove. That's what he gave you.
And the speech turned out to be pretty impactful in the weirdest rain delay
Rizzo
in baseball history.
Rizzo did tell us, without that speech, we don't win the World Series. We were mentally done.
They were demoralized.
Yes.
Because of poor Joe Maddon. Let's just blame Joe.
Northside Zig Ziglar over there in right field.
So you know what, though?
Exactly.
Based on what – you're right, Cap. I remember Rizzo telling you that on the Cap and Jay Hood show. And I'm just – think about that. Knowing what we know, is the Jason Hayward contract worth it? Putting everything aside, if you listen, to what Rizzo says, who truly believes that Jason Hayward's speech made that much of a difference, it netted them a World Series title.
But someone else might have stepped up and made the speech.
Might is the operative word, Carmen DeFalco, because if I told everyone we can go back to that signing and not do it, but no guarantee of the World Series, they'd be like, "No, I'll take the series."
Yeah, but
Rossi,
it's absurd. But
Rossi would have had it.
Yeah. Exactly. Ross would have had it. That's a pretty bad contract, guys. Let's face it. I mean,
it's awful.
Look, they hit with Lester. Mm-hmm. Most of the time, you overpay. The Cubs got everything and then some for Lester. You know, with the Scherzer deal we've talked about. The Nats got every cent. Every cent out of Max Scherzer.
Oh.
You know, they're not all like that, though. More often than not, you do overpay, and it's a little disappointing. And then a lot of times it's just flat-out disappointing. And I think that's what – Jason Hayward's a stand-up guy. I'll give him that. But it's been a huge whiff. I mean, he's just – he hasn't been good. He's been flat-out bad offensively. I mean, really bad.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. If you, Carmen, you, Meller, you, Hoodie, were running the Cubs, and you were offered a good package for, let's call it, Kimbrel and Bryant, a duo, whether it's the Mets or whoever.
Sure.
And they said, we'll give you a really good package of prospects, or we'll take all of the remaining money on Jason Hayward, but we're giving you very little. Which would you do?
Well, I mean, I need the prospects badly. I need to grow my farm system.
But if that money's off the books, you can go buy established guys right now.
I'm you know what? I'm losing with Hayward. It doesn't matter. I can lose some more with Hayward. Doesn't matter. The money's the money. I need prospects, and I need to turn this ball club around in 3 years or less.
I'll take the better prospect. I'm with Hoodie. I think that they're not in terrible, you know, for all the years that they did brush up against or go into the luxury tax, that's not the case anymore. All these guys in walk years, they're going to have a bunch of controllable players. Like, I don't think the money's as devastating. You know, how desperate are the Cubs to actually unload that? They can still go out and spend. I would take the better prospects. That's me.
I know what Tom Ricketts would choose.
Uh-huh. I think somebody take the money.
No, take Hayward's contract.
Actually, I don't think that's accurate because yesterday he ate every dollar I was told by somebody not with the Cubs, you guys just went and spent like $7 million to buy two decent prospects.
You know what? Right. I'm glad you corrected me. It was a cheap joke at Ricketts' expense on my part. You're right. They did do – that was a good piece of business. That's what a large market franchise should be doing.
Yep.
You should be doing exactly what the Los Angeles Dodgers are doing, throwing all caution aside, not worrying about the luxury tax. It's nice to see, actually, that the larger markets have come to play this Major League Baseball trade
deadline. How about the Yankees telling Cashman, you got to get all the money you can moved and stay under the luxury tax to the best of your ability unless something insane pops up?
Now that's laughable. I mean,
what? The old man's rolling in his grave, isn't he?
Right, to his kids.
Who's in the chair, Hal?
Hal or Hank?
It's Hal. Hank died.
Hank died as well.
It's Hal.
He's not alive.
Hank died too?
He died.
He did, yes.
I know
yes.
It wasn't in your obituaries for the morning in the Sun Times, but
no,
yeah,
it wasn't.
It's Hal is not George. We know that for sure, right?
I think you're 100% right, and I think that's kind of the way they've portrayed him there. I think there's a lot of truth in it. And, yeah, I mean, the old man, can you imagine him, you know, saying, well, we're not going to pay for when we feel like we could be closing in on a championship? I mean, he was the oppo. He was the complete opposite of that for all of his, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? All his quirks and goofiness and totalitarian style. I mean, at least George was always like, I'll spend money. Like,
I just want to win.
Yeah, like, we're going to win. I'm going to spend as much as possible.
Do you know that
all of his idiosyncrasies?
Idiosyncrasies. There you go.
All of his picadillos.
Yeah. Joe Girardi was telling me in the 01 World Series. Remember, it was delayed after 9/11?
I remember.
Yeah.
He said it was an amazingly emotional series for everybody. The president threw out the first pitch, and people are sobbing, and there's, you know, the nation's on high alert for another attack. He said, we lost in one of the most epic game sevens of all time. They beat Mariano Rivera.
I remember.
He said, and there were a lot of us that felt, you know what, good for the Diamondbacks, and their fan base had never tasted winning, blah, blah, blah. He said, George came down there and was livid that they lost game seven. Livid!
Of course. That's who he was.
I remember being in Vegas to see that. I was in Vegas watching that game. Yeah, I was.
Awesome.
Game seven.
How fortunate has Rizzo been? Like, when you consider that he was, you know, in a lot of ways, the face of the team that ends the curse, the captain, as everyone liked to call him, you know, of the team. And now he goes to the New York Yankees, which he called yesterday the number one sports franchise in the world. I mean, talk about quite an opportunity.
To go from what was happening here to still be in a big market for a passionate fan base with a team that could go to the playoffs. Yeah.
To trade in the Cubby pinstripes for the Yankee pinstripes. And the opportunity, too, he's going to have a chance to really rejuvenate his power because the Yankees have been it's almost malpractice that they have failed to capitalize on their short right field porch, clogging up their lineup with all these big, lumbering, right-handed power hitters. When all it's been asking for is a lefty, go and get Gallo and Rizzo now. Wouldn't be surprised at all to see him take advantage and have a nice little stretch this next 2 months and really be important to them. Cap, are you going to be rooting for the Yankees if they're in the playoffs?
100%. Not against the White Sox, I won't, because it says Chicago on the uniform.
Yes. Yeah, and you're a White Sox season ticket holder, of course.
I'll root for Rizzo, though. I hope Rizzo has a phenomenal run.
I'm wondering if Cubs fans will be rooting for the Yankees in this postseason. Or will they be rooting for the Red Sox and Schwarber?
I think they'll be rooting for Rizzo and the Yanks. My fear now is, like, Rizzo hitting a big home run in a playoff series against the White Sox. You know, like, I don't know what's worse, Mellor's texting me last night. We were talking about the Dodger deal, and we'll bring this up. And he's like, man, I can't believe how good the Dodgers look like they're going to be. I hope the Padres knock them out so that the White Sox don't have to face them when they get to the World Series. Now, I love it that we've already got the White Sox in the World Series. But then he goes, I would rather them get walked off by Tatis than have to face them. I'm like, whoa, wait, what? I'm like, no. Are you out of your mind? Like, that would be the worst thing ever if, like, they played the Padres in the World Series and Tatis.
This is true.
That would be the worst ever.
I was getting carried away with my nihilistic thoughts last night.
I don't know what I would do, guys. If they play the Padres in the World Series and, like, Fernando Tatis pulls a Bill Mazeroski and walks him off in, like, Game 7. I don't know what I would do. I'd go into a shell.
Yeah.
I'd be broken for a while, guys.
I'd be off for the next couple weeks.
Me too, Hoodie. I'm taking off.
Game 7 loss, pull the old Dan McNeil.
I'm off.
Hoodie.
That's it.
I'm out of here, Chicago. JD, I mean, take over.
How are we going to come to work the next day? Like, I don't think I could handle it.
I can't wait to see number 89 Anthony Rizzo in the Yankees.
Number 89
Anthony Rizzo.
Rizzo.
This guy's 1-for-15. He stinks. The uppercut swing. I'm gonna tell you right now. The short porch. He thinks he's at Wrigley. This guy thinks he's so smart. He comes here and then where's the needle? Where's the needle in the arm? Where is it? I don't understand this. This guy we got taken. It was unbelievable. We could have kept this guy. You know, he was good for us. It's unbelievable.
That's a perfect mistake.
This Rizzo is terrible.
This guy has got a great Mad Dog Rizzo name, doesn't he? That's perfect, Eddie.
Oh, it's great.
Perfect. I do fear, like, Rizzo hitting some big home run against the Sox, though, now. Like, uh-oh.
The uppercut swing, the short porch and right.
They added two big lefties. They added two lefties that are going to help them for sure, because it's been a weakness of theirs, like Mellor said, all season.
Paint the picture at Buttermilk. How full is it right now?
And
full.
And what do the players look like? I know they're right outside the glass. You can see the practice.
Boy, I tell you, Fields looks good. You know, I mean, I know he struggled a little bit yesterday, but the arm has been accurate this afternoon. The intermediate throws, the trajectory has been great, and everything looks really good. Mac looks nimble and fresh.
Yeah, and the special teams is over there by the European wax store. You see it over there?
Yes, I see it right there. Yes,
the right-hand corner?
Yeah. And over by the Home Goods, they're kicking field goals. So.
There was one errant throw earlier. Andy Dalton had it. Actually broke a couple of plates here in Buttermilk.
So. He did. Oh. And Eddie Jackson picked him off.
Danny said Robert Quinn was unable to get himself healthy yet this summer.
Because I was like, you know what? I'm not going to f*** my summer up.
He's pulling a Michael Thomas. I don't think that's it. I just think... I think they signed a old injured player, and they didn't know it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what it looks like.
That'll be the bottom line, won't it?
Yes. Not good. Not good. All right, you guys have a wonderful show.
All right, have a good weekend, boys.
You too.
See ya.
Carm and Mellor, York's got the day off, are at Buttermilk Cafe in Vernon Hills. It is on Milwaukee Avenue, just north of Route 60, and it's awesome. We'll be back there next week. My friend Jonathan, have a wonderful rest of your day and a great weekend.
Same to you. I'm on my way to Buttermilk.
There you go.
Good pancakes.
Oh, outstanding. We will see you Monday at 7 a.m. Don't forget, it's a free ticket Friday, brought to you by Chicago Cut, 45 past the hour. See ya.
Is it Bloody Mary time? Carmen and Yurko are in Vernon Hills at Buttermilk Cafe. It's Training Camp 2021 on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app.
I'm really excited to get going, and I feel really confident.
Rizzo into right field. This ball is out of here. 9-2.
And a drive out in the center. It's deep. It's back. It's gone into the Juniper Bushes.
This
unstoppable.
Is nothing short of amazing what this man is doing. Unfreaking believable.
Room over there as Rizzo gets on the tarp. He makes a catch.
He wants to punch him out so bad.
That is unbelievable. I mean, you got to throw that baseball out. Somebody's got to. Yeah, that's right. An absolute marathon. Is he excited?
Frederick! Freddy!
As soon as he saw me, I'm like, Frederick! I just started dying.
Hopefully this is a building block in this city and the organization, and I think there's a lot of good things to come.
And the next pitch to Martinez, a swing and a slow chopper toward third. Here comes Bryant on to first. And the Cubs have won the World Series. A moment that many thought might never happen has happened here in Cleveland. For the first time in 108 years, the Chicago Cubs are World Series champions.
Right now, it's still a lot of emotions, but one of the best years of my life have been in Chicago. And as a Cub, and just becoming, you know, basically a local here, and feel like I am a part of Chicago.
Hey, beloved Cub, bids adieu. Who knows? Maybe he'll be back. Not sure, but he's gone for now, and he's going to have a chance to play in the postseason. I mean, they're two games, I think, or two and a half games out of the second wild card. He goes to the Big Apple, to the Bronx, to play for the Yankees. 1,300 games, I think 1,303 to be exact, 242 home runs. A World Series ring, three All-Star games, a lot of countless memories for Cub fans. Yurko is off today. He's the resident Cub fan on this show normally.
He is.
Carmen and Midway Jeff Mellor up here at Buttermilk, not far. Buttermilk and Vernon Hills, not far from Hallis Hall. So we're not Cub fans. We're not teary-eyed or fondly reminiscing about anything. I know Anthony Rizzo is a hell of a player, though. In his prime, he certainly was. And you didn't have to be a Cub fan to know that he meant a whole heck of a lot to the organization.
No, and he's been a consistent presence for since 2012. You know, he really embodied the entire era in a lot of ways that he's synonymous with Theo and Jet, I think, right?
Like 100%.
He was really the first move that they made to put their stamp on this team when they were – Theo would give you the talking points when he was brought in about how they were going to build the farm system from the ground up. And he was really the first move that they made when they went out and acquired him. They knew they drafted him in Boston.
So
they knew the charisma he had. They knew the leadership that he brought, those intangibles, in addition to being a tremendous defensive player at first base and a middle-of-the-order bat that you could rely on. And so to see him traded away yesterday, which we all kind of thought was a very real possibility, I think some people thought he was the one guy, though, who might stick around. We knew we're all kind of fait accompli assuming that Bryant and Kimbrel will be moved. And, you know, Bryant's the one who goes with Rizzo. Every time you say Rizzo, you think of Chris Bryant, I think, if you're a Cubs fan. So for Rizzo to be traded yesterday, I think a lot of Cubs fans are maybe hit with the emotion that they knew was inevitable. But, you know, when it's finally official, it's that much more concrete.
Yeah, we'll let Cub fans kind of talk to us about it, too, and how they're feeling through all this, if they think there's some hope for a reunion, if that would make even any sense at this point going forward. Because let's face it, this is what everybody expected. I think for Cub fans, June was fun, and it gave you a glimmer of hope, but we kind of knew what this team was. You knew what it was at the start of the year. You knew what it was after they traded Darvish, quite frankly, and with Theo left. And, you know, you had an idea of what it was going to be like in 2021. June, fine, they pop. Or, no, I'm sorry, not June. It was, when was the good month?
June
was the good month. June, they popped. July, we knew it was going to get much tougher, and that was the case. Or whatever it was. By the end of May, I think, is when technically they were in first. And June is when the tough part started, and we saw the slide happen. But, you know, minus like three really great weeks of baseball, ever since they traded Darvish, we knew we were coming to this point, right? Like, this is going to be the end. Jed's going to have to try to restart this thing. And that's where the Cubs are. I don't know that Rizzo makes any sense in any way for them going forward. Maybe he will come back. Maybe he does not. But you can share your thoughts on it with us, because when one of the more beloved players of a franchise gets moved out, when it signals a full-on rebuild, you know, it can be a little hard to take. Hawks fans dealt with it in the 90s, and I know I'm going back a little bit, but, you know, when the Hawks were actually competitive in the 80s and 90s, but their antiquated way of doing things had gotten them to a point where they weren't going to spend money on anybody. Any good player that they had left, they did try to trade for something. And so Hawks fans that are of a certain age can remember, like, Jeremy Roenick getting ushered out of town, and Ed Belfour, and Chris Chelios. And even though fans sort of turned on Shelly because, he sort of, which is ridiculous to me. I mean, he was just looking to better his situation and ended up being Detroit. And that really pissed off fans. But, you know, we kind of lived it through some big names that were fan favorites like that. Derrick Rose, you know, finally getting traded when the Bulls were breaking it down after all the ups and downs with Derrick. Like, those are always, like Meller said, they're tough things to kind of accept when they finally happen, even if you know they were very likely to happen, you know?
It's interesting. I think about things like how sports has changed. You and I both, I think, have embraced the analytical movement, and if you're running a front office, if you're, you know, one of the Ivy League educated front office people, decision makers that are prevalent across all of sports these days, it just makes sense to go ahead and trade a player who has two months left on his deal.
Yeah.
And if you can, you know, if by eating the rest of his contract, you can pick up a couple of, you know, highly thought of prospects who could become future pieces for you, it makes all the sense in the world. So analytically, this is the correct move by Jed. And as I mentioned during crosstalk, it's good for him to get it done yesterday so that now he can focus all his attention on extracting every last piece of value in the Chris Bryant and Craig Kimbrel deals that we're expecting later today. But the romantic in me wonders, you know, there was a time when somebody who was Anthony Rizzo would not have been traded away from his team. He would have been left to go ahead and be the face of the franchise until he was ready to hang it up. And, you know, I hear, like, you know, Cap's talking about Banks. You know, I know Merck probably can chime in, like, you know, Sandberg for it was, you know, that piece for the Cubs forever.
No Sosa love. Poor Sammy.
Well, we don't talk about Sammy Sosa.
Poor Sammy.
Before Cubs fans come. But the reality is the romanticism of, like, watching your guy's entire career play out and then having that, you know, ceremonial goodbye doesn't happen. And even to the point where we were discussing earlier, they didn't even give Anthony Rizzo a shot to go up and take one last at bat. And we were talking about how, sure, it makes sense not to do that.
Of course.
But
if I'm the Yankees, I'm like, no, you can't send him up for one last at bat.
Well, but even if the idea, if before that trade's announced at the end of the game, you're like, if you're, you know, if you're the Cubs, he's still your property technically. You can go ahead and say, go ahead and, you know, give him one last ovation. But you don't even want to risk it because that's asset management.
Yeah.
But the romanticism sometimes in 2021 is lost. Like, it's completely different.
It is. Like, I know what you're saying because of the analytic revolution. You know, look, that is the smart way to handle your business, though. You know, it works for every other business. Like, I love how all of a sudden in sports, like, math doesn't matter. Somehow analytics don't matter in sports, but you would trust it in any other venture you do in your life, whether it's stuff you're doing at work, the way you invest your money. Like, if you're crunching numbers, you're listening to experts who crunch numbers, who tell you from a data approach, like, this is what's best. But somehow in sports, you're like, oh, forget the numbers, Harvard dorks. Like, what?
Yeah.
I mean, why? What?
I'm just saying, I'm of two minds because I do.
I know what you mean. There's like, and because we get mad in sports and we call them dorks in very pejorative ways, and they're the Barclays and the old school people of the world who you're ruining our game, you're ruining this, you're ruining that, because of what you just said. In their minds, it's taking away some of the romanticism of what makes these games great. The players, the athleticism, the way these teams are built, like, it can't just be on numbers. It's got to be it's got to be X, Y, and Z, because that's the way we've always done it. That's the way, you know, and it's like, it's crazy how we grapple with this in sports. And so I know what you're saying. Like, the romantic side says don't trade. It's like with Taves and Kane. Now, it's a little more complicated because Taves and Kane have no move clauses, and you can't really just get up and trade them anyway if you wanted to. But it's the, are you Yurko? Do you have Yurko's analytic approach? It's kind of ironic. Yurko's the analytical one there and not the romantic. Uh-huh. Or, you know, are you the romantic? No, they've got to finish their careers as Blackhawks. They really don't. It's a different era. A different time.
That was the thought that struck me yesterday when I was consuming the trade. But, of course, as Carm mentioned, neither of us are Cubs fans. We're White Sox fans. You, the Cubs fans, this is your opportunity to let us know how you feel having watched Anthony Rizzo's possibly last game. I know they're talking about a reunion in free agency if they make the highest offer. But if that was your last game, how do you feel about Anthony Rizzo?
And are you suddenly a Yankee fan for the next 3 months? 312-332-3776. We'll give you some of our fears as Sox fans with Anthony Rizzo going to the Yankees.
And as Sox fans, you know what? 14 minutes away from your chance to win some free tickets on a Free Ticket Friday.
Free tickets for a game next week against the Kansas City Royals. Absolutely. 312-332-3776. That's the number. Trade deadline fast approaching later this afternoon. Kimbrel and Bryant will be next. We'll talk about what the White Sox have added and a lot of baseball, and the Dodgers dropping a bombshell last night. Oh, my goodness gracious. We're live at Buttermilk and Vernon Hills, not far from Hallis Hall. We'll be right back.
It's Training Camp 2021.
Watch on the ESPN 1000 Chicago channel on Twitch. Carmen and Yurko are in Vernon Hills as fans unload from the training camp shuttles on ESPN 1000.
Training camp in the air. It is. Trade deadline also in the air, and that's a lot of the focus. And what a day it was yesterday. I think 9 trades, a blockbuster. Rizzo goes. Schwarber goes from Washington to Boston. Bryant and Craig Kimbrel likely to be next. We're up here in Vernon Hills at Buttermilk Cafe. This place has great breakfast and lunch. Beautiful area here. We are just north of 60 and just east of Route 22. So come by and see us. Brought to you in part by First Midwest Bank, Midas, the home loan expert, and Valparaiso University. And, boy, what have you at training camp? I'll tell you, Khalil Mack made a hell of a play just now.
He's bringing it. He looks like a man possessed. He is ready to get back to that defensive player of the year capability that we all know and love.
Merck, you should have seen the strip sack a minute ago. I mean, it
impressive.
Was impressive. Oh, my God. Poor Andy Dalton. He didn't know what. They don't know what happened. All right, we want to go to the phones. You know, Yurko is off today. Meller's sitting in, so there's no Cub fan on the panel. We're two diehard baseball fans, and the White Sox have added. We talked about that a lot yesterday. They also added Ryan Tepera when our show was over. We've been talking about that for 10 days, it felt like.
Which,
you know,
which sets
all
up
over
the great matchup at Field of Dreams, maybe Tepera versus Rizzo, right? I mean, that's...
Ooh, Tepera, Rizzo. That's a good call, Merck. Yeah. We'll be... look, I'm going to one of the Yankee games when they come. I'm going to the Sunday game when the Yankees come to town. And I wonder if some Cup fans will try to sneak in to get a look at Anthony Rizzo in a Yankee uniform, because the Yankees still make their trip here to Chicago, including that Thursday game, the Field of Dreams game, coming up in a couple of weeks. So... Meller and I want to allow Cub fans to really kind of share their thoughts. You know, are you irate? Do you understand it? And we know what you think. Your rooting interest will be in the Yankees for the rest of the season with Rizzo being there now. 312-332-3776. Tom's in Plainfield. Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. I'll tell you what. Honestly, I'm thankful for what these guys did. I'm a big Cub fan lifelong. But I'm done with the drama. I don't care. Unload everybody, rebuild, do what you got to do. It's like they want big money for underlacking performances, and they don't want to sign extensions but that were offered. And so see you later. I'm good with it.
All right, Tom, there you go. Pragmatic approach. Tom's like, hey, they're not any good anymore. They haven't won. Trade everybody, get what you can.
You know, it was probably made much easier by the fact that 17, 18, 19, 20, the last four seasons, I think, for Cubs fans have been, I wouldn't say bitterly disappointing, but they have not lived up to what the expectations were. You know, that probably makes it a little easier to say goodbye if you're a Cubs fan to Anthony Rizzo today.
Does it piss you off, or does it piss off Cub fans anymore when you see the Dodgers doing what they're doing? Like how they've had this sustained run of success, how they have this seemingly never-ending factory of prospects, how they can go out and trade for Manny Machado at a deadline a few years ago. They could trade for Yu Darvish at a deadline a couple of years ago. They can do what they just did yesterday. And they gave a boatload of prospects. I mean, that's an unbelievable deal. We not so jokingly broached that trade for the White Sox. And the White Sox didn't have what it took. They don't have that prospect system. But is it any more annoying to Cub fans operating in a big market like Chicago? Look, our White Sox have their own issues, and we can get to them and the little amount of money that Jerry does want to spend, but why are the Cubs not like the Dodgers? Like, does that annoy Cub fans at all, I wonder?
Well, I think a large part of it stems from the TV deal and the fact that the, you know, the marquee network, I think the plan was, you know, that's what they were envisioning. They wanted to be the Dodgers, but the way regional sports networks have trended because of the idea of live sports, like the Dodgers hit their television rights deal at the perfect time, I think, you know. And for a long time, people in Los Angeles couldn't even watch Dodgers games. They couldn't watch Vin Scully's last season if you were a Dodgers fan, depending on who your cable provider was, because the Dodgers were demanding too much money for their TV network to be supplied on a lot of cable networks. But they didn't care because they had guaranteed money, Carm. That's something the Cubs have not been able to... They were unfortunately a little late. And I think now, in addition to the debt that the Ricketts took on when they obtained the Cubs...
And then a pandemic year.
They have... The timing has really put the Cubs in this weird position where they do treat them a little bit like, okay, well, if we're not in it, we have to move on. The Dodgers, that's not even...
It's not even a remotely thought. It's not. And they constantly have the prospects to go out and pull off deals like this. They have prospects that come up and help them or bring them high-end talent. I mean, that trade yesterday, I mean, it's incredible what they pulled off. Is there any doubt that Friedman's the best in the game either? I mean, at this, it's just they got a factory going out there, man.
They have had the Trevor Bauer situation has put them in a little bit of a bind, and they just said, you know what?
We'll deal with it.
We're going to move on from that. Go by Trevor Bauer. We'll talk to you later. Maybe.
Maybe never again.
Maybe never again. And Max Scherzer, you're going to step in and take his place. And oh, by the way, bring your buddy Trey Turner with you.
Bring a completely dynamic offensive player with you. Joe's in Mokena on ESPN 1000 with Carmen and Yurko. What's up, Joe?
Gentlemen, happy Friday.
Happy Friday,
What's
buddy.
Up, Joe?
About Rizzo, it does pain me because when I was in my younger days, I was more of a, you know, in love with the team. What are they doing? He should retire. But as I've gotten older, I've kind of realized that, you know, there's the smart business decisions. And I think Merkin answered the phone. I was telling him, like, you can't give Rizzo all that money because he's a health risk. His back is just, you don't know what it's going to do. That'd be a big waste of money. So as much as I hate to see him go, I understand it completely. But my family and I are going to the Sox-Yankee game on the 14th. So hopefully I can get a glimpse of Rizzo and tell him we miss him up on the north side.
You'll cheer him on there. Joe, thanks, man. We appreciate it. I like we said in crosstalk, I got a slight fear that like Schwarber or Rizzo, you know, Schwarber got traded to Boston. And Schwarber is coming back from the hamstring. I got this slight fear that one of the two is going to do something like hit a big home run against the Sox in a big playoff game. Oof.
Well, as a Sox fan,
I don't want to see that happen.
As a Sox fan, and by the way, we're less than 5 minutes away from your chance to win White Sox tickets on Free Ticket Friday.
3 minutes.
As a Sox fan, Carm, I'm looking around and look. I'm glad they added Ryan Tepera, but boy, the Dodgers look loaded. They are right now currently lined up to potentially play the Padres in the wild card play-in game.
How about that?
We'll see if the Giants can hold off both the Dodgers and Padres. I would kind of be surprised if that is the case.
I would be too, but I said that 6 weeks ago, and now it's almost August, and they got a three-game lead in that division still.
So I would be surprised, but and personally, as a White Sox fan, I'm hoping the Dodgers and Padres play each other in that wild card, could get one of those
out of there. Get one of them out,
That's
agree.
The takeaway for me as a White Sox fan. Right now, Tepera's fine. They needed an arm. We talked about Cesar Hernandez. Yep. He fills a void that they had.
He definitely does.
But I'm looking around, and I'm like, okay, the Yankees, if they make it, they got stronger. The Rays aren't messing around. The Boston Red Sox, they're adding pieces in. Oh, they have Chris Sale on the way.
And Sale's coming back.
So it is not going to be easy to get through the gauntlet that is the American League and then potentially have someone like the Dodgers waiting on the
top of the American League is good. It's going to be tough. I mean, like, we know how good Houston is. We know Tampa Bay's capabilities. Boston, the Yankees may be back in it now with the moves that they made. Like, the White Sox play in a terrible division. Good for them. I mean, there's nothing. What are you supposed to do? All right? They play in a bad division. And they're taking advantage of that. But the top of the AL is going to be, like you said, a gauntlet. I mean, there are some really good teams.
Their biggest advantage, I think, is because of the AL Central. They'll have the opportunity to take a breath, give guys plenty of days off so that they're not exhausted, and then align your rotation as you get close deeper into September so that it's set up just the way you want it.
Let's go to Jason and Dyer. Hey, Jason.
Hey, Carm. I'm here with my 10-year-old Elijah, and we've been talking the last week on what's going to happen with the Cubs, trying to prepare him emotionally for it, and today's the day where it's all kind of hitting. Thought you guys alluded to it earlier, but maybe you could break it down for a 10-year-old. Say a lot.
Yes. Elijah, are you there?
Yeah.
You're 10?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to make this real easy for you to understand, okay, buddy? You cheer for the wrong team. Start cheering for the White Sox,
yes.
Okay?
Oh,
yes.
No, not why we called. Huh? Where's Yerk?
Jason, don't worry. I'm in for Yerk today. I will be the voice of reason. Elijah, I have great news for you. You share the name of a young Elijah, Elijah Tatis.
That's right.
Who is in the White Sox farm system.
That's
He's going to be the next great shortstop.
Okay,
go ahead and buy your son a Tatis jersey.
Jason. Stop corrupting my kid.
Jason, we love you. Tell him that it's a business. Say, when you get older, you'll understand. It's business, but maybe, just maybe, Kevin Alcantara is going to be a superstar for the Cubs someday. Find the positive for him. Tell him, hey, you never know. They got a young Dominican outfielder that's only 19, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Tell him they got a young Dominican that's 19, and he's going to be a star someday. That'll make it easier for him, all right?
Yeah, I guess. Thanks, boys.
That's why we're here, Jason.
See you, Jason.
White Sox! White Sox! Go, White Sox!
It's a perfect segue. Come on, caller 10. It's a free ticket Friday. This Friday and every Friday in your home for White Sox baseball. They're back home for the Tribe tonight. And you can win tickets for one of the games against the Royals next week at Guaranteed Rate. 10th callers in. It's all brought to you by Chicago Cut. All day today at 10:45 and 11:45. And then when Waddle and Sylvia are back at 2:45 and 3:45 and 4:45 and so on. 312-332-3776. We're live at Buttermilk Cafe in Vernon Hills. We'll be right back. White Sox.
Cubs. Chicago's proud of you.
This hour of the show is brought to you by the Home Loan Expert. With a cash out refinance, they use that extra equity to pay off high interest rate credit cards, make home improvements, or take the family on a vacation. So check it out, thehomeloanexpert.com.
There's a ton of excitement and anticipation for our team.
I could have been a contender.
We're in Vernon Hills, where fans are shuttled to training camp. Carmen and Yurko are on location.
Take it easy, champ.
On ESPN 1000.
We'll do a bunch of shows over the next couple weeks out here, so will Cap and Hoodie. We're right back here next Thursday and Friday. Buttermilk Cafe in Vernon Hills, great breakfast and lunch, brought to you in part by First Midwest Bank, Midas, the Home Loan Expert, and Valparaiso University. Yerk's off for a long weekend. He'll be back on Monday. Hey, Jeff Meller sitting in.
Carm, can I correct you? And it was a fan who actually called in and corrected, which is my bad. I should have told you this. It's Route 21 and Route 60.
Route 21.
22 is half-day road, which is
Oh, yeah, 22 is half-day road. That's my bad. Sorry about that. Thank you very kindly. 21 and 60, that's where we are. Sean McCourt from Berwyn, my hometown, I'll have you know, was the 10th caller. He wins the White Sox ticket. So another chance to win in less than an hour.
There's 11:45. No Southside shenanigans there, are there, with you and hooking up your hometown brethren?
There are no Southside near Westside shenanigans whatsoever. Good. I don't know Sean McCourt. I left Berwyn when I was 9, in fairness, but I was a frequent patron back in the days because my grandfather lived there all the way till he was about 95 years old. Good old Berwyn. Love it. All right, so we're rolling on 312-332-3776. We're trying to sneak in a little football talk. We do have some thoughts on the big NBA trade from last night, too, but, man, it's really all baseball right now. A lot of fans want to talk about Rizzo. We're totally cool with that. We know he meant a lot to the Cubs, even though we're not Cub fans. I mean, he really was synonymous with the rebuild. I thought Meller put it well, like, he was synonymous with the Theo Jed arrival because they drafted him in Boston. Jed acquired him when he went to San Diego.
Yep.
And then it was their first order of business. And he turned out to be great. I mean, the two guys that are synonymous with this rebuild that were great were the guys that you had all these heavy expectations on. It was Bryant and Rizzo. And now they're both going to be gone in a matter of 24 hours.
And maybe I'll add one more name to John Lester because he signified that they were ready to turn the corner and make the run.
That's true. When that's fair.
Yeah, and again, the ties to Boston for both Theo Epstein and Jed Hoyer, knowing John Lester just like they knew Anthony Rizzo when they acquired him. They knew the character of the player, and that's why they made it their mission to go out and acquire him. They knew that he was the building block, not just on the field that you could count on. But again, I think the one thing that nobody who follows the Cubs can underestimate was the character in the clubhouse and that leadership ability that Rizzo brought. That made him that much more to Cubs fans.
Yeah, definitely one of the fan favorites. Cap put that poll up. I mean, he's neck and neck with Ernie Banks, for crying out loud. Man. No love for Sosa, of course. Cap hates Sammy Sosa. Where would Sammy Sosa fall on the list for you, Merck? You're a Cub fan.
I love Sammy. I have no issues with Sammy whatsoever. And Cap didn't he drink champagne with Sammy on his deck in Miami?
Did they make amends?
No, he did that shoe with him. Remember that he Yeah, it was like five or 4 years ago.
Mark's right, and I think they started a cycle, too, together, a cycle of steroids. Right?
Sammy reached out to Cap to do the interview, I believe. Yeah.
Well, then how come he always had such a problem with him?
I don't know.
Put him on his list today?
No. I don't know. You know Cap. It's which way the wind blows.
I know. I'm busting balls. I know. Where'd you say Joe was from?
Let's start at Joe in Elmwood Park.
All right, let's go there. Joe in Elmwood Park. What's up, Joe?
Not much. I'm still laughing because I was coming in really ticked off about Rizzo, but then you gave that kid advice about the White Sox, and I couldn't stop laughing for about 5 minutes.
Good. So
I'm actually ticked off for you ruining my pissed off mood. But
sorry.
No, all good, all good. I was talking to my mom, and she's very naive. It's her 80th birthday, and she loves Rizzo because of Chicago and stuff. And the first thing she told me today, she's like, "I'm heartbroken, but can you tell me what time is the Yankees game today?"
Yeah, and
I'm like,
"Okay."
So she's all Rizzo.
Get her the MLB package for her 80th birthday. She can watch Rizzo the last couple of months.
That's not a bad idea. I was going to give her a handshake with a few bucks, but I'll do that instead. I mean, Bears a little bit too. I'm kind of just ticked off about Chicago sports in general. Like, if we're talking about Venn diagram, the only thing on the good side is the White Sox. Fields, I hope they start game one. And Rizzo, I'm rooting for him, but I'm just real broken up about the Cubs. I'm still a little bit shook it a little bit. And I got nothing else to say, but this is, I'm running out of patience.
We get it, Joe. Like, this is – rebuilds don't always – like, when you have the kind of run of success and you know a rebuild is coming, it doesn't usually end pretty. Look what's going on with the Hawks right now, for crying out loud. Like, and thank God they delivered more than just one. I mean, that was a true dynasty run, if you ask me, the way they ripped off three in six seasons and all the appearances in the conference finals. I mean, like, they treated us to a lot of great memories. But look what's come of that. You know, when you get a little bit too deep up against the cap because you got to pay guys, and guys get older, you start making trades, some of them aren't so good. Like, it's a disaster right now with the Blackhawks. Like, it doesn't always end well. This is usually what it looks like, and you hope that they can be as successful the second time around as they were the first time.
Yeah, and you know what, it's interesting, the taste of a championship, to actually have one or three in the Hawks case, it makes you, as a Hawk, as a sports fan, I think, that much more thirsty for another one. When you taste it, it's you always think, oh, yes, just give me that one, I'll be happy for, you know.
Nonsense.
Exactly. That's exactly – it doesn't. No, every season you're going to live and die, especially baseball, on a day-in and day-out basis with your favorite team. So you want to be rewarded with that championship. It makes it that much more meaningful. I will say the positive for Cubs fans is that the Ricketts did eat the money for Rizzo's contract,
yes,
in order to obtain two prospects who the next time they're in contention could very well be key pieces. I know, you know, you say 19, but the reality is that in baseball in this day and age, back to the analytics we were talking about, 19, you know what? You may be a year or two away from making a huge impact.
Absolutely.
Now, I'm not saying, you know, Vizcaino is going to be here in 2 years, but I'm saying it's not out of the realm of possibility in this day and age in baseball.
So we are about 4 hours away. I mean, is Bryant really going to go right down to the very end? He might. Kimbrel, I mean, he's got, now that the big Scherzer deal happened, and a lot, you know, Rizzo's, that trade has happened.
You know, I should say, like, too, we've been saying, like, it's done. Heyman has this tweet from a few, maybe 20 minutes ago. Dodgers, Nats, Scherzer, Turner, mega blockbuster, still isn't quite done.
Oh, wow.
Details remain to be worked out. They are working on those details now, and one would think they find resolution in the next 5 hours, but the Padres are standing by just in case.
Wow, okay.
So even though it seems like the Scherzer, Turner, Dodgers deal.
What would be the holdup at this point? I mean, they're getting their top two prospects, for crying out loud.
I can only go off of social media.
Didn't it feel like it was a done deal that the Padres were getting Scherzer earlier
in the day? You're right. It was just flip-flopping back and forth.
It did. That's true, Tyler.
Yeah, that was. I thought it was earlier in the day. I thought the Padres had landed Scherzer.
The Padres are stunned.
Yes.
Wow. Okay, so we'll continue to monitor that. I mean, with, you know, but Bryant and Kimbrel seem to be the two biggest names and, you know, the two biggest, best players left that we got to imagine both are going to go. I mean, I think Kimbrel's an absolute lock. I'd be stunned if either of them were still in the Cubs 4 hours from now.
Carm, real quickly, Elijah called back, and in between his tears, he said, go pound sand, all right?
We love you, Elijah. All right, more of your Cub calls coming up, baseball calls in general. What do you think about the Sox? I mean, the offense has hit the skids, but I think it's easy to explain why. I don't want to make excuses for them, but I will try to do that coming up next. 312-332-3776. Mellor's in for York. We're live at Buttermilk Cafe in Vernon Hills. We'll be back in 2 minutes.